And if you were looking at, talking about cabbage, if you were looking at them in the store and you thought they were real big, you'd say, my goodness.
That's a whitehead.
Or you'd say these...
They're green cabbage.
Okay. What about talking about, what about different types of beans that you have?
Well, we've got, you mean, eating beans?
Yeah.
Well, there's a snap bean and a snap beans and a
Is that snap bean, do you eat that whole and all?
Yes.
If you don't want to eat the whole, you have to...
There'd be shelled, there's lima beans, and there's butter beans, and snap beans, and there's another kind of a bean.
What are those kidney beans?
There's a kidney bean.
Do those grow around here?
Well, some grow, we don't grow any.
Yeah.
I mean, I've heard it, I don't, I wouldn't know a kidney bean if I'd see it.
What about soybeans?
Well, there's plenty of soybeans.
What about,
I was thinking you meant edible beans, and what they eat.
Well, yeah, both, really. What about, if you take the tops off some turnips, and you cook those tops like that, you say you got a mess of what?
Greens.
A mess of greens. Mm-hmm. We were talking about heads of lettuce. And you talk about cattle as so many head of cattle. Have you ever heard people talk about, refer to their children as so many head of children?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have a head of, that's 5 or 6 head of children.
What if a man, let's say, had five boys and five girls? You'd say he had a whole...
Bunch of them.
A whole bunch of them? Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people around here say... he had a passel of children?
Yeah, probably a passel of children.
That just mean a...
bunch of them.
Okay. Talking about corn, what do you call that covering that you take off the ears?
Shuck.
And that thing that grows out of the top?
Silk. Or the tassel.
Yeah, and the silk is what you brush off the ear before you eat it. What do you call that type of corn that's tender enough to eat right off the ear?
It's sweet corn.
Sweet corn. Is that the same thing as roasting ears?
Well, roasting ears is off neither one.
Okay. What do you call this big thing that you see around Halloween a lot? It's orange, you know?
Pumpkins.
And what about a type of vegetable that's colored yellow? A lot of it has kind of crooked necks.
Yellow squash.
Squash.
Yeah, I grow them.
Is that right? Have you ever heard people call squash anything else?
I don't know anything else.
Okay. What about different kinds of melons around here?
Well, they have the pie melon and the watermelon and the pumpkins. I mean, and the cantaloupes.
Are there different types of melons, you know, according to different color meat or something like that?
Yeah, there's a reddish meat and there's a yellow meat melons.
Is there any way to tell what color meat's inside without cutting it?
Not that I know of.
Okay. What do you call these things that you see them growing in people's yards sometime, or sometimes they grow on logs or stumps? They look kind of like an umbrella. They're about that tall, have a slender stalk, and the top of it's, you know, wide and spreads out. Some people, I think, eat them. They chop them up and put them in something to eat.
You mean the stalk, chop stalk up, or?
Yeah, and I don't know exactly what part they chop up, but it's shaped kind of like an umbrella. Is it mushroom?
Yeah, mushroom.
Have you ever heard people call a mushroom anything else?
Toadstool.
Or if you say if it's not good to eat, it's probably...
They do eat mushroom, but the salt that's just tell me is poor, and I never ever eat a mushroom. There's a lot of, you can buy it cans, you know. But I've never eaten mushroom that I know of.